You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance. We're down to top 14 in this episode, but we've got an epic night for you because we've got a lot to talk about, and we're going to get right to it. I'm Kristen Bird, everyone, and I'm going to introduce my fellow co-host who's over here to my right, Chloe West.
Oh, hello, Kristen. We have so much to talk about. I can't even say any fun things right now that I normally say.
All right.
I just want to get right to our guest.
She wants to get right to business. Over to our left. All right. I'm so excited that we have this amazing Emmy-nominated choreographer, Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance, Mandy Moore.
Ah, hi, everybody.
No, the other Mandy Moore.
I'm not the singer.
And joining us as a guest host, dancer and choreographer, Gina Starbuck.
Hello.
You've been on Dance Moms here on AfterBuzz, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yes, very good. Well, welcome back to AfterBuzz. Yeah. Jake Dupree is in traffic. It's kind of like the Jules Tucker joke if you watch Dancing with the Stars here on AfterBuzz. He's 5 minutes away, 20 minutes ago. So we will see Jake hopefully soon. Let's get right to business, because there was so much happening in last night's show. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm glad you were in studio last night because we start off with the opening number, Stacey Tookie, and I was writing down notes for myself. I was like, Rudy is pointing his toes. I love improvement. I love seeing improvement on the dancers, because the first week I was like, he's a contemporary dancer not pointing his toe. What's going on? And he was. And so that made me so happy.
Just sidebar. Well, you know, I have this dance apparel line, and one of my slogans is "Be the music that moves you," and he actually got it tattooed on his arm.
Oh, he's the best.
So I'm like, okay, I already loved him, and now I love him even more.
His personality is like so
and
off the charts.
You get to work with him.
And he's truly like that when you get in the room. You know, sometimes people on the show, it's like they put a personality on when the camera comes on, but he is truly that kid. On and off the camera. And we did talk a lot about pointing feet this week, so I'm glad you noticed that.
You helped. It was all me.
I did. I was like, I'm going to break those biscuits. must point them.
I'm glad I'm not the only one, because I get on sickled feet on Dancing with the Stars, and people are like, people are pointing their toes. They tweet me all the time. Like, I think last week it was Emilio pointing his toes, so I'm like, I'm becoming like the sickled feet police. But I thought this was a really quiet, beautiful piece. What'd you think, Chloe?
Yeah, it was interesting, I think, who was shown a lot. I mean, a lot of Ricky, and I don't mind it. I love him. He's so good. But it was interesting. A lot of Ricky, a lot of Tanisha again, seeing them. I love seeing who gets shown in the group numbers, especially the opening number, I think, is sort of a big deal. It sort of sets the tone for the show. But it was beautiful, and it was a beautiful group piece. The costumes, and I'm so glad Nigel talked about them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because the whole show, they were beautiful, but these ones especially were just gorgeous. And I thought, a quiet number. I'm glad that you said that, because I thought it was one that you would see if you would go see a contemporary dance show. It was very much that style. So it was nice. It was nice to have that on TV.
Yeah, all the kids were talking about it, actually, because we asked them, you know, how's the group number going? And they're like, it's just feel good. It's beautiful. We're breathing. You know, nothing that we're, like, going to be chaos on our bodies with. So I know they were really happy with it.
Maybe it's the space that Stacey's in, because she's pregnant.
I know.
So she's just, like, feeling, like, the Earth Mother thing.
She totally is. She totally
is. That's good. I like that.
And I also like the partnering. Did you know? And, like, there was a lot of, like, females lifting males, which I always love that.
Do a spin on it. It's always so good. Judges, of course, Nigel and Mary. I just combined their names.
Nigel
and Mary. They're Nigel.
You know, like Bennifer.
And Nigel. But Christina Applegate is back. And always a welcome judge on the panel. I think we've had some great judges this year that are giving some great feedback and comments and comments that the contestants can take into the next week.
Yes, yeah, which is absolutely. Very important.
So important.
I love her because I just love that, you know, she watches the show every week. You know she's a fan because she'll be like, I want to talk about last week.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago. Yeah. She's like, I want to get my 2 cents in about what I thought about that dance. And I love that because that's how I think all of the rest of the audience feel. So it's nice when the guest judges feel that way,
when they're
too.
Invested. And I think it makes a difference when you do see someone that you know is just there to promote their show because it's a Fox show and they don't have the language or anything else like that.
Okay,
like,
right. Zoe.
Well, I think it's a nice twist with her because she has so much theater experience and as an actor, but she also has a background in dance, so she can bring like a different perspective. And
she's smart. She was someone who's throwing out movie references and everything last night.
Yeah, definitely.
I know. I feel like the kids had a lot to like research and Google last night. Even I was like, oh yeah, I should go back and look at that.
I was thinking the same thing, actually. I'm like, yes, thank you.
It's the school of Applegate.
I know, right?
Our notebooks.
Yeah, that Spinal Tap reference, they were like, huh?
I know. I was so excited, though. I love Spinal Tap. It's so funny.
That's when I was like, I feel older. I know. All right, we cut right to the chase. The bottom 6 altogether. Carly, Emily, Jessica for the ladies, and Sergio, Casey, and Teddy. For the men, Serge, sorry guys, Casey and Teddy, you know, there were some prizes.
It sucks.
It's hard. I thought Carly's solo specifically was quite phenomenal. Yeah. Like, I just was a little bit blown away. She kind of like was on the back burner just a hair. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I'm kind of impartial about her. And then she did her solo and I was like, oh, crap. And now she has to go.
I know. I really missed all the solos. We've been talking about this a little bit. Like, where's Dance for Your Life? Where are the solos? And Teddy's especially, we never saw his solo. I never saw how he could dance hip hop. Right. Or in his style, because his style is
different. I wouldn't even necessarily call it hip-hop.
It's like kind of fusion-y, for sure.
Yeah, and so it was, like, awesome. We're like, yes, like, oh, cool, Teddy, what are you doing? And then he has to go.
I know,
like,
see you later. But at least they got their moment, right?
They got their moment. But that's also where you get to know a little bit more about the dancers, too, when you do see their solos. And I think that's kind of hard, and we're missing that. I saw Mary at National Dance Day at Universal City Walk, and she said, you know, I don't really miss the Dance for Your Life solos. She said, I prefer whole numbers. Mm-hmm. She's like, we'll see them more as we move into the finale and everything. But I just felt like they were like, this is an epic episode. We're getting rid of 4 people. Solos, go! It just felt like a lot.
It felt like 3 shows packed into 1 for me watching it. I was like, still not over, but I was enjoying it. But I was like, wow, there's still more.
It felt like that in the audience too.
I'm sure. And the tapings take even longer.
Oh my gosh! So like, it was like every number that came out, I was like, I'm going through it right now.
All right, let's get to the dances because you know everyone. You've got some great insider information. Mm. We kick off the night with Bridget and Emilio doing a Ray Leeper jazz piece. Mm. I love that Ray was in the audience sweating it out.
He always love that guy. Yeah, he's like ultimate sweat machine.
Give us some insight on Bridget and Emilio.
You know, I think Emilio for me is like someone who's like the perfect contestant because I swear every week he comes out, he really tries to understand what he's been given. Mm-hmm. I know Bridget was like a little sick last night. I don't know if that was common knowledge, but she was not feeling very well. And I felt like it came across in her performance a little bit personally. Like I wanted her to like dig into it a little bit more. Yep. It was styled amazingly. Yep. Marina was incredible with the costumes. And I thought the movement was great. Like Ray really gave them something to bite into. Yeah. As far as a jazz piece goes, and them as a couple, it'll be interesting to see how they live apart from each other. What's going to happen in these following weeks?
It is. It's always telling, and I think this was Emilio's night.
Yes,
when I watched him, I didn't watch
definitely.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you feel like she disappeared a little?
Yeah, a little bit. I also like I know Emilio and I adore him like as a person, and I think he's going to do really well because I just as a human being, he really does like put himself into everything. He gives it like a full effort, an open heart, an open mind, and I know he's like really hungry to learn and he connects with people. So.
And after his mishap last season, you have to be like, I'm going to soak in every minute.
I mean, Emilio, I think Emilio is really going to give Ricky a run for his money.
I agree.
That's why I see in the bottom too, because they're not doing guy girl anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, for the finals, there's not going to be a guy winner and a girl winner. So I think the final 2 is going to be Emilio and Ricky because they're just both so awesome.
Yep.
And I mean, you see him in the studio, so it seems like as the audience member, anything they're given, they're going to like make it work. Yeah. They're going to do the best they can to, like, make it work. If it's not their style, they're just going to try their best.
Well, and I think, too, for both of them, they both understand that the personality is part of it too in the show, because I think a lot of dancers, great dancers, get on the show and they don't ever get to really show what they have because they never connect personally to the audience. But both Emilio and Ricky have, I think figured it out a little bit, that they know how to show a bit of themselves so people fall in love with them personally as well as just as an artist.
Oh, that's good to know. One kind of general question about the rehearsals. Are they still asking a lot of feedback from you guys? Because we're not hearing a lot this season that, you know, the judges ask, like, how are their attitudes? How is their work ethic? Or are they doing that a lot?
So? Not this season, funny enough.
No way.
No. You know, they didn't do it in the beginning. Like, you know, I've been there since season one. we never did it. And then we did for a couple seasons, the last couple seasons. And then this season they decided they didn't. Huh. They didn't want our feedback.
Apparently, they know everything.
We've heard from, you know, other contestants, choreographers, people that have come on the show that have said, you know, the rehearsal attitude matters a lot.
Yes, it does. And we also, I think, as choreographers, have no problem telling people, even if they don't ask. You know, we are definitely in communication with production at all times. So, you know, it's one big happy family for sure. You know, there's no secrets.
Good to know. All right, we move on to the second couple, Rudy and Tanisha. Oh, doing a Mandy Moore piece.
Imagine that.
So let's talk about your piece.
Let's talk about it. I was really proud of those two because when we started the piece, they were awesome. You know, like when I was in rehearsal, it was really fun to have them both because they're so just available in every way, technically, spiritually, emotionally, blah, blah, all of it. And when we got to dress rehearsal yesterday, they were terrible.
Oh, no.
They completely went on their own path and they were like bull in the china shop, you know, like just running into each other. It's like, oh no, what's happening? Like this beautiful piece is like falling apart. And I took them both aside. I was like, you guys need to figure it out. Whatever's going on in between the two of you, you know, like, because as dancers, we have to communicate, right? And so if you're not on the same page, then it doesn't work, especially in a number like that. Like, you can't just like do your dance moves, you know? So I was really proud of them. I was really, really proud. I thought they looked beautiful.
They did. And the choreography was amazing.
Thank you.
Like, so brilliant.
I always want to know too, because we've seen you and Travis and even Stacey some weeks. You guys are doing multiple numbers. Mm-hmm. What type of pressure is that to be creative and create something different and new and fresh?
I mean,
like,
have
that.
You seen the bags under my eyes?
No.
It's a little brutal, you know, but I don't know. It's like there's something about when the show asks you to do something, you're kind of like, you got to step up to the plate and do it, right? And they're really inspiring dancers. So you get in the room and you're like, okay, well, this is my song this week. Like, what do I want to say, you know, and how can I say it differently than I've said it before? Mm. So it's a nice little challenge.
What did you think of the number?
It was interesting hearing you say that they seem like bulls in a china shop because at the beginning of the number, I was like, are they going to touch the whole number? Like, in my head, I was like, that would be really cool and hard. And then they split up and dance.
Yep.
It was just so beautiful. And I'm always, like, interested in when contemporary numbers come up, how you do think of the story, because I feel like on this show they push the story a lot for contemporary. So
I know.
Do you pull from the lyrics of the music, or do you find yourself?
I think it depends. You know, I'm definitely of the camp of I would rather leave it a tad bit basic of a storyline because I think it's ridiculous. And I get this from my father. I will say that I remember a long time ago told me, you know, I hate it when I watch a show and the choreographer tells me it's about this. And I didn't get that. And then I feel like an idiot when I'm watching it because I didn't get it. And so I always think of him when I'm thinking about the packages. And I just try and make it a basic concept so it allows people space to get what they want from it. Because maybe you're not going to get the same thing that I got from it creating it. So it is hard sometimes. You know, it's like I always think they want you to be like, it's about a ladybug and a butterfly. And they meet in the field of life. You know, I'm like, I can't do it.
I can't either. Yeah. And maybe we think similarly.
I think we do.
I just die when they're like, here's the whole story. They vomited up and this is how you're going to feel, because there are times you think, I didn't see that. I mean, you're a choreographer. Do you like to do more of a story or less?
I'm on her page. I like to keep it a little bit more loose and let people kind of like create their own thing around it and maybe be confused and think, oh, is it this or is it that? Like, I think that's just more intriguing and thought provoking. And I feel like it's specifically on this show, like it does tend to get really, really like, I don't know, story-driven, and then as an audience, you start to go like, okay, I already saw that.
Yeah,
like,
you just spoon-fed that entire thing to me now. Now I don't have to think about anything or feel anything, you know?
And sometimes I feel like it's doing the audience a disservice saying, okay, you're not going to be able to figure this out on your own.
Right. It makes you feel like you're ignorant in some way. Yeah, totally.
And, you know, we talk to all the fans on Twitter and on YouTube, and every place they can contact us, they will let us know what they think about this week's show. And trust me, they've got feelings and thoughts and everything else, so they get it. They're smart.
Yes, they are. Yes. You are, guys.
I had a lot of questions about music, too. Yeah. In comparison maybe to Dancing with the Stars, are you given the songs, or is there, do you have some leeway of saying, I really want to do this song choice?
Well, it depends. It's kind of week to week. You know, sometimes, and it also, I think, depends on the choreographer, too. Like, I'm someone who, I'll go into the producers and we'll talk about music and we'll do meetings and throw back and forth, and they always want me to do some power ballad where I'm like, you know, I love me some Celine Dion, but that's not always my like most favorite thing to do. But on the show, that's usually what the producers want me to do because they know that I do it well. So, you know, some choreographers will be like, no, I'm not choreographing to that. I only want this piece, you know, but some are a little bit more like, hey, whatever we need for the show or whatever we need that week or for that couple.
Is music clearance an issue?
Yeah, it's really hard. Really hard. I'm sure you
remember,
had it on
well,
Dance
Well, one
Moms.
Year I choreographed a solo for Ryan Ramirez that she was going to do if she had to dance for her life. And she's like, I can't use it. They won't clear my music. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
It's been devastating. It'll be like the night before and your song isn't cleared, you know. And that's happened before, actually. And it's devastating because you create an entire piece and you have to, like, be at rehearsal at 6 a.m. the next morning. They're like, sorry, it's not your song this week.
And you have 14 other numbers to worry about.
It's crazy.
Wow, I can't even imagine.
The pressure.
That's
the pressure.
A lot for the dancers, too.
I was wondering, too, if, you know, the dress rehearsal was so rough because there was so much pressure with four people going home.
Rudy was stressed. That's what he said. He's like, I'm just so in my head. You know, I can't even. It's tough. It's like we all do this, like, fun dance show, but then the reality of it is, like, someone's going home, like their journey is over, you know? And so I forget that that's in their heads, you know? And I'm like, what's your problem? Aren't you guys like emoting and feeling? And they're like, oh yeah, you're worried about this, you know?
And it becomes their lives too, you know? Like they eat, breathe, and sleep this show while they're on show. Yeah. So it's sort of like
it's like a little college experience because they're staying in the same, you know, little apartment complex. And
there's little showmances, as we've seen this season.
Every season, actually. We always get the whispers, like we'll have contestants come through and they're like, so-and-so's dating this person. You're like, oh.
You're like,
I know. We get to the first Dance for Your Life solo with Serge. I love this. I thought it was very charismatic. It was very Dance With Me, Max, Val. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw it written all over that solo. I thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, and I thought I always think being a guy and doing a ballroom solo.
So hard.
Being
so
anyone and doing a ballroom solo.
So there's like four steps you can do. Like
So I was like, get it. Like, I was entertained the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I think if they can do that and be a male ballroom solo, I'm like, that is all you can do.
Totally. Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. I like that little slide on his knees at the end. Like, flirting with the audience. I was like, do it. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it right now. I mean, I feel like Serge and Carly, like, it just was too early, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there was the four of them going home. They had to let someone go. But I just felt like, I'm not ready. They're not ready.
I was really thinking Serge was going to be saved.
Yeah.
He was the one who I was like, and I get, you know, I understand why they saved who they saved, but with Serge, you're like, man, I just want to see him, like, do more things.
There's something so kind of charming and sweet about him, too.
He's the hardest worker, you guys.
Oh, I cannot even. Stuff.
Well, I mean, I had Serge and Carly the week before, so, like, they were in the bottom for my piece, and I was devastated because. Mm-hmm. Those guys, those two, probably worked harder than any couple I've ever had on the show.
Whoa,
Serge
wow.
specifically. Where he started on that first day and where he performed, I wish people could really understand because it was night and day.
I would love for them to do a segment. Maybe it's like an internet thing because they don't have time for the show. But to show a full rehearsal
like
on the first day.
Yeah,
it's a train wreck.
And then a full rehearsal. Yes. And then like maybe even dress rehearsal because they always talk about it on the show. They were like, when we watched your dress, it was terrible, but great job for fixing it. Like, they'll talk about that. And I'm like, I want to see the dress rehearsal. Yeah.
And you make a good point. The judges are watching dress, and they're watching also the show itself. So they're judging off of two performances. So we need to remember that.
Yeah.
Just
and even
thing.
If they're saying they're not, they are.
Yeah, they are. And they do it on Dancing with the Stars, too. All the judges are watching.
I mean, you can't forget a dance. You know what I mean? Once you see it, you can't not unsee it. So.
I'm trying to not remember it. We move on to Zach and Jackie doing, oh, gosh, Jean-Marc Généreux. Like,
I love him.
Doing a pasta doble. Every time he's on, I'm like,
he's so excited.
He's the best. I love that guy.
And he comes up with the most, like, theatrical ballroom pieces. I'm like, what is going on in that head of yours? It's so dramatic and fantastic.
I think this is my favorite pasta I've ever seen on TV. Like, dancing with, actually, not true. I watched Paso from India's Dancing with the Stars, and it was bananas.
Yeah.
It was also like 12 minutes.
Oh. They didn't have any time issues or anything.
No, their dances are crazy on that show. But, no, I loved this one. I loved the storyline, and gosh, Zach.
I really like him. He's a dark horse for me. I feel like, don't count that kid out. He's good.
He is so strong, and it's, like, surprising. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because he's a tapper or maybe his body just doesn't look so strong, but he was carrying her and lifting her and great partnering.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I always expect from ballroom people, but a tapper coming in, I'm not expecting him to be a great partner. But I loved Zach in this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's very committed.
Yeah.
That's the key for him. Commitment. Yeah, for commitment is key.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I liked that Jackie, every week I feel like, to pull more out of Jackie is important because she's coming in as a ballet dancer, right? Mm-hmm. So to do a paso and to see her, like, you know, I thought that was good. That was a tough job because she's not naturally like that. She's very sweet, just like nice girl, and you know, and she was like a monster in that. I loved it.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'm like, they're both so sweet, Zach and Jackie, and so you go, how are they gonna like attack this sort of like vampire pasodoble, which is dark and edgier? And you worry, like there's sometimes I'm like, oh, I hear the concept. Ooh. I'm like, oh gosh, Jean-Marc,
this could go bad.
It could go bad, and it didn't, and that makes me happy just to see that them just attack it.
Yeah. Did they seem a little off balance to you guys towards the end?
Yeah, towards the end for sure.
Yeah.
Jackie wasn't on her leg.
Right.
But Zach, I feel like, was like, come on, girl. You're going. He's a fighter.
Yeah. That's the only thing about Jackie that I'm always surprised about, that she wasn't in the bottom, is I don't know if it's because, like, knowing that she's a ballet dancer, I'm expecting her to be key on.
You want the technique to
be like...
I'm
like, why don't you fly like you're a ballet dancer on this show? So that's the only thing for me that I'm like, come on, like, pull it together. Like, I don't know, but maybe it's harder for ballet dancers to try other styles. You know, they're coming from this strong background of technique, but...
The weight difference is so different in ballroom. So.
Yeah,
she doesn't move very fast. Like her fast twitch muscles aren't the same. Like maybe a more athletic styled dancer would have. She's very long and like sinewy. She likes to move kind of slowly and hit beautiful lines. And I feel like she's been in a lot of dances that have been fast or hard hitting, and that's really hard for her. After working with her, I realized that that is really hard
for
her.
That's a really good.
That's
point.
Interesting insight. Yeah, because everyone moves and they hear music differently too.
Yes.
And you start, you get into the studio, and you're like, that's it.
That's why.
So Zach and Jackie. Then we move into Carly's solo, and this is what I said with Serge. You know, I wasn't ready to see her go. She's got such strong technique, and you saw it right there in a solo. I know this is a favorite of yours.
I commented on it earlier. I just was like, oh, there she is.
Yeah,
there's beautiful Carly. Turns.
Yeah, and gorgeous. And it was connected. You know, because I'm not a fan of like turns for the sake of turning or anything like that. That doesn't like get
or
me
the
at
back
all.
Flip.
But, none of
the gymnastics on the show. That used to happen so much early on.
Yeah.
You were like, and they're a gymnast, so they're safe.
Yeah.
I think it's hard with Dance With Your Life solos, too, because they have to be epic, or no one's going to remember them. So you have to learn how to put those things in and not make them seem silly or kind of immature. And I think that she did a really good job of that. Mm-hmm. She had beautiful moments that were memorable, but then really I felt like she showed her personality and who she was, too.
Yeah. I think Jasmine Harper was the only Dance For Your Life solos that I've ever seen that were subtle.
Yeah.
You know, she did, like, the shoulder turn.
Oh, she's amazing. Then,
and it was, like, so subtle. She might have done six moves altogether, but you were like, yes.
Nobody moves like her.
It's hard because it's such a short time. It's like, you know, when you're an actor and you have, like, one line, you feel like you have to, like, nail the one line, you know? It's like,
so like, I'm here.
You're like, okay, I have 30 seconds. Let's dance.
That is. It's so funny. Moving on to Emily and Teddy. And Warren Carlyle, we already talked about this off air, so we need to dig into this one, the Broadway number. And man, he just jam packs this with content, technique, style. I love his work, and it's hard. And what did you say to me?
Yeah, it's So You Think You Can Dance. Like, you know, like, it's not So You Think You Can Walk Around and Pretend to Dance. Like, this is so you think you can dance. And I think Warren is that person. Like, he's coming in legit. Mm-hmm, he is saying, yeah, this needs to happen this way with this style. And if you can't do it, it's going to be very, very apparent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was so impressed with Teddy. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, his lines and his arms.
Didn't do it for me. I'm like...
not Teddy's arms?
No, I was not.
Yeah, a little bit of this action.
He's just so, when like, I get it.
When he went stretch out, though, I was like... I got it.
She didn't see the same thing.
Yeah. Just, you know what? Like, I think they're both great dancers, but when I watched it, it felt a bit amateur to me, just in mm-hmm. that style. I was like, you know, like, I tour with the dance commission. I see a lot of competition, and I'm like, I've seen things that at competition that are stronger than this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
it wasn't great altogether, but I was impressed.
But you were
with
proud
Teddy.
Of him for his...
With Teddy, yeah. Yeah. Emily, she hasn't, like, wowed me at all, so I wasn't surprised that she left.
Though her solo was stellar.
Her solo was good, but...
We'll get to that.
In this one, compared to Teddy, I was watching Teddy, and I was enjoying watching Teddy.
I think you stood out more. I think Emily, this is the second week in a row she's had to wear shoes. She had character shoes this week. Yeah. She had ballroom shoes last week. She slipped again.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, oh, again.
Was like, it made me feel like Dancing with the Stars and Charlie White and that cane. The cane kept just like Mary Poppins
together.
Like, oh, please. It felt like the same thing. It's just, it's hard when you're a contemporary dancer and used to dancing without shoes and everything else. And I felt that they weren't very connected. I think I think Teddy definitely stood out more and tried to make a go of it. But by the end, they were even insane.
They were both a mess at
the
end.
They were a mess.
Yeah,
it was hard.
We all were like,
strong.
Pull it together. Come on. You know?
And I'm sure Warren probably felt like, gosh, you know, you put your heart and soul into the choreography and you want them to do well. You want your work to look great.
Well, there's always that point where you have to let it go because we can't get in their bodies and do it. And so, I mean, you fight to the bitter end. It's like 4:58 and you can be giving notes all the way up till we go live at 5, you know, but then it's like you can't do anything at that point. You're like, it's all you. You gotta make it happen.
Did you see this number in dress rehearsal?
Yeah.
Was there a little? I didn't know if nerves got the best of them.
No, I mean, I think they actually did it better in the show. They still fell apart, you know, towards the end in dress.
Darn.
But it's like one of those numbers that, like, you got to end on the button, and it has to be, like, strong. You can't bobble out of it, or, you know, it's he gave them a really hard turning sequence towards the end, and you're in fatigue land.
I love that turn sequence.
Me too.
I was like, I need to remember
that. Yes, so good.
Yeah, it was. It was
like
gorgeous.
The timing of it was just perfect.
I wrote, did Teddy get lost in those turns?
Yes, the answer. Yes. And yes.
Yeah. And I mean, Nigel pointed it out too. And, you know, Nigel's a big fan of that style too. Yeah. So, you know, you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But it was a gorgeous opening. I do want to say, like, I love this.
Stunning.
Stunning. Like,
the lighting was
costumes.
Stellar.
Our lighting guy's awesome too. Bob
is
incredible.
Oh, yeah. Every season.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They've won Emmys for lighting. So it shows.
And they won a costume Emmy, which was awesome. I didn't know that they'd won that until he said that. So I was like, yes.
They don't even hand that on Creative Arts Emmys, that it goes to a different Emmy?
Yeah.
There's so many Emmys. Okay. Well, we did find out, too, you guys are going to Creative Arts Emmys
again this year. We're back at Creative,
I tweeted the Television Academy yesterday, and I was like, are they on Primetime Emmys or Creative Arts? And they sent me back, and they're like, they're at Creative Arts, and people were retweeting. Big mistake.
Huge.
And I was like, keep doing it, guys.
That was epic.
It was so
year.
Epic.
Was
it
cool.
Was, like, the most memorable Emmy
so
ever.
Great. And to be a nominee with that must
it
have been
was
so much fun.
A dream come true, for sure.
I love that. I hope they listen. I had a feeling because... Neil Patrick Harris wasn't hosting. It's Seth Meyers. It's just a different feel in terms of choreography and performance.
Yeah. But who cares?
I hope they're listening. And I hope you guys all tweet out and let the Television Academy know, because maybe they can change it for 2015.
Yeah, yes.
Changes can always be made.
Yes.
All right, let's go into Casey's solo. Mm-hmm. He just came busting out.
And that's what I wrote. I wrote, out with a bang.
Yeah. And he was so, like, I loved his ending. I just felt like he was just like, here I am, world.
I hated his ending. I felt like it wasn't connected to the piece. Aww. I wanted him to be like, because his piece was so hard and fiery and fast, I wanted him to, like, stick with it and not, I don't know, I have a problem when performers, whether they're dancers or singers or whatever, like, be really strong and then they're like, oh. Like, did you like it, though? Like, I felt like that's what he did. Like, I felt like so I wanted him to, like, commit and be like, and that was my piece. Because it was like, it just felt disconnected. So I was like, what? Okay, you're cute. I get it. I get it, Casey. You're cute. Like, I don't know. I know, I'm sure everybody, like, all the little girls loved it.
I don't know, because there's a lot of Teddy fans, but I loved this Casey solo.
The solo,
I just felt like he attacked
great.
It.
A little sleepy for me, guys.
Sleepy.
Sorry. I mean, I think the turns were good and he came out and he did something that was cool for people right away. And I think people gravitated towards that. But it just felt a little bit like, okay, now you're going to come out and like, okay. Yeah, and he's a great dancer. I do love him. But it just felt like because the stakes were high for him, he decided to like bring it up and do his thing. So we'll see what happens next week with him, you know, how because he was saved. So let's see how it goes.
He was saved. And I think it's a good point that, you know, you should be – every week should be like Dance for Your Life because you can't just be like, uh-oh, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah. We had Fiction on at the beginning of the season, and I'm sure this is why he won because he would talk about how he didn't unpack his bags. He thought I was going home every week.
He's the best. I can't. I love it.
He was like, no, I didn't unpack. Like, I would fold my clothes back into my suitcase.
Every week.
That's insane.
And so every week he was dancing for his life is what he felt.
He kept that mentality. Wow.
Yeah, so I think that's really interesting to, like, hear that. Yeah, that's such a good point. Every dance you need to be 120%.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Fiction after we had him here. Yep. He's adorable, first of all.
He's a little charmer.
Yeah. He is, for sure.
He is. All right, before we move on to the second half of the show, we just want to remind you guys to continue to download the podcast on iTunes. We sure appreciate all of your comments. And rate us 5 stars. We love that, and we love all your comments on YouTube and everything else. Yes, do the 5 stars. It's all good. And thank you for all of your support this season. It's been tremendous, and we sure appreciate it.
Yes.
All right, moving right along, we go to Emily's solo. And she knew she had to dance for her life, and I think she probably knew at this point she was going home, so you might as well go out on a high note.
Yeah, and it was. I thought it was so stellar. Like, the articulation and the detail, and I was just like, whoa, okay, there she is. You know, honestly, I had kind of forgotten that she was a ballet dancer. I was like, oh, Emily, what does Emily do? You know, she was like another kind of floater for me, and then I saw her solo, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Did she ever have contemporary or...
Oh, let's see. She did ballroom. She's had the hip hop.
Yeah, see, she's been out of her genre every week.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, same. I didn't know she was, and I loved her. I had her in the women's group, and then I also had her in the opening number the week before, and I really like her. She's a really great dancer, so it was nice to see her do her thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciated the choreography in this and the storytelling, because they all don't have storytelling in their solo, so it was nice because it was like, oh, there's a little story in this one. Just a little.
Do you think that the partnership with Teddy and Emily was hard? I don't necessarily know if they were really well matched.
Yeah.
I've had a few people say that, like, oh, if Teddy had been with so-and-so and Emily had been with someone else, maybe it would be different results.
They're both really tall. And I know this seems weird, but she's a tall girl and he is not like a beefy dude, you know? He's kind of just a gangly guy, you know? And I think the coordination between the two of them, they had a little bit of a hard time. It was for sure a challenge. It's not like a Rudy and Tanisha who you kind of have same body type-ish and, you know, he's used to lifting and she's used to being lifted. And, you know, I think it was a little bit of a challenge for them for sure.
Yeah.
Always a good point. Then we move on to Jessica and Casey, which was a newer partnership. Mm-hmm. Jessica has killed off all of her partners. Someone told me on Twitter, they're like, she's like the Black Widow.
Yeah, I saw that.
But she's the best dancer and the nicest girl. I know. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if you guys have a history with her, but a lot of the dancers, or a lot of the contestants that have come in here have a history with her. They've known her. She's grown up in the Southern California area. They're very aware of what she's capable, and they're all like, she is dynamite.
Yeah. She's insane. Yeah.
I think that piece, I mean, I think Travis capitalized on that. He was smart, you know. Yeah. He really brought out, he was able to really showcase her. And then same with Casey. I mean, I didn't think Casey was that. And then that was like a magic moment in television.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Very rarely do you feel that in the studio. I mean, it's you feel awesome dances and you feel something, but like that, it was like the air was still or something in the room, and it was just an incredible moment.
Was everyone crying in the studio? Because, I mean, you felt the emotion. I mean, Jessica walked out of there, like, bawling her eyes out.
Yeah.
I mean, I felt it.
It was really, I don't know, it's weird to explain it, because it's just like, it's like everything went away, and you were just watching these two people in space creating these magical shapes and having this chemistry together, and just little musical things that were happening, and beautiful storytelling by Travis. He did a great job with it.
Yeah. Travis seems to always bring out the best in his dancers, too. He's a smart choreographer in that way, you know? Yeah. He, like, knows what's given to him, he knows who he's working with, and he, like, capitalizes on their strengths, and I love that about him.
For sure.
This dance obviously saved these two.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's after you saw this, it was like, how could they kick either of them off? Right. There's just no way. And it was, this dance I thought was like the best definition of So You Think You Can Dance, because it gave you the storytelling. Yep. And then there was the beautiful costumes and the light, and it just captured you from mm-hmm. the beginning, and mm-hmm. you just were along with them in the story. And this is, so I always take notes when I watch, and I always know when a dance is really good when I'm like, I'm just watching it. Yeah. And then it ends, and I'm like, I didn't write anything.
Didn't write. And then you have to go back on YouTube and watch it.
Yeah.
Totally. Rewind it on
DVR. That's a rewatcher, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's good. And one thing I want to say about Jessica, you know, I joke that, you know, she killed off all of her partners, but she was adapting every single yes. week to a new partner. That makes for a really good hard. Dancer and performer. Yeah. So applaud her on that. Yeah. And, you know, I just think, like, they danced when it counted, and I felt mm-hmm. like they both had a really nice breakthrough. So yeah. that's also important to mm-hmm. get into that top 10. Because everyone wants to get on tour. Is the tour happening?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we haven't heard anything. And I was like on Ticketmaster. I'm like, nope, I haven't seen anything.
I love it.
As far as I know, because I'm supposed to be working on it.
Oh, good.
I'm pretty sure
the tour is happening, kids. All right.
As far as I know.
Like, no one's called me yet. I heard. Teddy's solo. And we talked about this off air, too. We just really haven't seen yeah. what he's capable of doing in terms of his style because we didn't see his audition round. So
yeah.
yeah.
I hate that when they don't show it.
I know. He's funky. Like, he's in a good way. You know, Teddy's got this, like, hypermobile shoulders and body movement that kind of comes out of this weird popping kind of fusion.
Yeah.
But he's not a popper. He's actually trained. Like, he can dance, you know. So he was interesting. I had never seen Teddy do that.
Interesting, I think it's a good definition. Yeah. Like, I couldn't quite put my finger on it. I was like, how do I feel about this? I'm not sure. I think he's still, like, will find his voice and, like, his niche a little bit more, like,
developing
as a
his
dancer.
Style.
Yeah, because he is so unique and different, so you can't really, like, put him into anything, but if he can, like, kind of get more in tune with what makes him, I think he'll really, like, be Agreed. Something even more kind of intense.
What did you think of this solo?
I thought it was just great to see Teddy in his own style. I think it's, like, a weird jazz hip hop, like he was like,
fusion.
I'm gonna like turn and then I'm gonna like do this shoulder body roll and then I'm gonna like pop a little bit. And you were like, I'm falling.
Yeah, you can't like put it anywhere. You're like,
what? Okay. And he's just so cute and like has so much fun and tries really hard. And I just really liked watching his solo. I understand why he left the show. Like, it's a bummer. I think he made it as far as he could. It's such a strong season for guys this year. It's.
Yeah. For everybody.
It's tough. But I'm sad to see him go, but I'm glad we got to see him do his thing before he left.
Agreed.
And I think that's the other thing. It's like, we had Tiffany here. She said, I felt like I was catching up all season long because they didn't show my audition round when she was on season mm-hmm. 9. And in some ways, it does the contestants a disservice.
Yeah.
So I wish
you don't fall in love with them right away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, who's that person? Yeah.
They don't have the dancing dad or the
whatever.
Totally.
Whatever.
Totally. We see a lot of dancing dads.
Yes, we do.
Serge and Carly doing a quick step with Jean-Marc. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was pretty charming. And quick step is hard.
Yeah. Serge made it look easy.
I know. And not his style.
You know, not his style.
He's a Latin trained dancer.
I was impressed with Serge. And Carly, she's okay for me. I liked it, but she was okay.
I think you have to be over the top with this kind of style. He said that in the package, too. Like, it has to be very crisp on the bottom and the feet. And I think they did a pretty good job. But, yeah, I agree. I think Carly could have, like, taken it over the top performance quality for me. Mm-hmm. I thought Serge was there with that. Yep. I thought, for me, he was. But, yeah, I think it could just been a little bit more like, oh, happy, I love Quick Step, you know? And it seemed a little, you know?
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was just because there was, like, not much happening up here. Because maybe they were so nervous about the water cup.
Yeah. Her dress was beautiful.
Yeah, it was. It looked kind of heavy, though. I was thinking, like, oh, wow, is that a challenge?
And you want to watch the footwork on the quick step, so I'm always like, it's the device.
You're like, ha-ha.
It's the device.
Yeah. We will hide her feet so you can't see.
We've seen that on Dancing with the Stars. They will hide the feet.
I was wondering why her dress was so long, because I was like, huh. I was like, for a dance where it's all about the feet moving, I was like, that's bizarre that her dress is so long. But I was like, maybe that's the style.
It is a little bit. That's the style of what they wear. But the footwork should be so dynamic that you see it within the, you know, on this out of the dress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was a little almost too flowy, maybe.
Yeah.
All right. But, you know, I want to say again, you know, I was sorry to see them go. Like, I felt just too early. They had more to do.
Yeah.
Jessica's solo. Here we go.
She's great.
She is great.
I think she's, I'll say though, she's like over, I think she's so much more than this like sex kitty thing that kind of got her recognition in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And it's good and she's good at it. But I just feel like now that she had that moment in her duet, like she can really kind of dig deeper and we're still going to watch, you know? Yeah. So
I think she will. I don't know. I feel like she's a fighter. She'll go the whole way. And there is, I feel like we haven't quite seen everything from her at all yet.
I mean, she had Disco this season. Like, that poor girl has been through the ringer. So hopefully.
Oh, the West Coast, was it West Coast Swing?
West Coast Swing, poor thing. Like, geez, girl. You're like, all right, and you got all those. I want to see her do hip hop. That's what I want to see her do.
Right, she's with Twitch next week, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she is with Twitch.
I was like, that's going to be epic.
It's going to be like when Twitch did My Chick Bad. My Chick Bad, I think, was with Chelsea. Was that Chelsea's season? It was another blonde. Mm. They love parents. They love parents.
They're both from Utah.
Twitch and a blonde.
Yes, they're both from Utah.
But yeah, my Chick Carson one's a good one.
Yeah, the My Chick Bad is like always in my head because she like.
No, was it Lauren?
Oh,
Lauren with the My Chick Bad.
Yes, yeah, that was Lauren. That's right. I want to see Jessica do a dance like that.
Yeah,
like that'd be fun.
That'd be kind of amazing. I know. I love it when we get into the All-Stars things because it just raises it's a different level.
Absolutely.
It's a different game. Valerie and Ricky.
Zach. Isn't it Valerie and Zach?
No.
Valerie
and Ricky.
Just kidding.
I'm like, what? I'm like, when did Zach's with Jackie?
Oh, yeah.
Valerie and Ricky. I was like, what? Did I watch the wrong show last night? Far Side in Phoenix doing a hip-hop number. Now, you know Far Side in Phoenix.
Yeah, I do. They're amazing. And everything they do with Academy of Villains is just mind-blowing. I'm so happy that AOV got to perform on the show because they've been creating these, like, epic, like, massively large group dances for years now, and it's cool to like see them getting, you know, this kind of recognition, and they're really great people. I loved the number. I think like in my mind, Ricky especially can do no wrong.
Yeah.
I'll say like, you know, you can tell when you're watching it, especially like as a dancer and choreographer, this is clearly not their forte hip hop, you know, but they both like really kind of like dug into it and just went for it, I thought.
I thought Ricky was better than Valerie personally. I thought I wanted her to dig in a little bit. Because I feel like it could have been a really standout moment for her. And I think she played a little too much into the, like, doll-like thing. I feel like there should have been a moment where she was not a doll anymore. You know, and they, like, dug in a bit more.
Yeah.
Because I think Ricky was killing it. Like, for him, and that's not his style, he really was killing it, I thought.
But that's the center split. And the,
that like, was pretty awesome.
I wanted to know, like, was that a Crystal and Farside thing? Or was that a Valerie thing that they, like, sort of... took advantage of.
She said she learned it. Created it.
I think they did too.
Yeah. Because that is awesome.
It looked way too. You could see her working it.
Yeah.
So it was definitely
the
not,
second time too. I think she was like, "Whoa, get it going.
That'll get your hips."
I was thinking like, my thighs hurt already. Like, you know, practicing that like but in your room at night, being like,
but it was so cool.
It was, and I was a little worried. Again, it was one of those where it's, you know, you see Ricky and Valerie, and they're so sweet and happy. Mm-hmm. And you're like, oh, here we go. Like, they're going to be able to dig in. And I mean, I think that they did. I definitely see where you want more from Valerie. And I think she hasn't had that massive breakthrough yet either.
Again, I think we'll see when they're split up. We'll see how that all goes.
To be honest, I loved Valerie at the beginning, you know, standing by my tappers. But now I'm like, you know, I think she's shown her colors, and I think she's ridden Ricky's... This is going to be a little controversial. I'm ready to go there. She's ridden Ricky's coattails a little long in this partnership, and I don't think she'll last long after All-Stars.
We'll see what happens. Tweets are coming now.
I know. I loved her, but I just felt like each dance... I mean, they got great numbers.
Yeah.
And the first two, they were like, good thing Ricky's your partner. He will help you. And... he did, and she, you know, stood out and did as best as she could, and you were like, good for her. She's a tapper. Good for her. But then coming into this hip-hop, as a tapper, you're like, dig in.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, you know how to do that. Like, sit on your heels. That's what you do. And for her, I just, maybe it was the character getting in her head. Maybe that's what she was nervous about. But after that, I was like, all right, I've seen you do enough styles that... you're not giving it to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll see what happens because top 10 is very telling.
Yeah.
We're going to get into your ladies' number.
The ladies' number,
which is not pretty. It is strong, and it really was.
It was. Thank you.
That was fantastic. Okay. I felt that everyone really connected. I think that was what's so important and really made it work.
Yeah. I was nervous because I thought, we're doing My Immortal, and I'm like, oh, no, My Immortal. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, am I really bringing this back from the grave? You know, because it's a great song, but it was really overused in our world, I think, choreographers and dancers.
Competition, I bet.
Yeah, you know, and I thought, okay, if we're going to do it, then we got to kill it. And I told the girls that. I was like, this will either go down huge or it's going to go down bad. So we have, you know, two choices. And I feel like they went there. They like, and they were all like crying and like making it really personal to themselves. And, you know, we talked a lot about what it meant for me and what that, what the whole group should feel. So, you know, they definitely did it.
That's great. What's that? Is it hard as a choreographer to sort of going into like an intense emotional number and being like, this is how I feel, and I want this feeling to come across. Are you, like, a little nervous to, like, push into their emotional space like that? Or do you just kind of trust that they'll kind of be okay, you know, keep themselves safe a little bit emotionally?
To be honest, I feel like I don't have a problem with that. It's that there's not really a lot of time. You know, it's like if I had them for 6 days straight, eight hours a day, like, I could really dive into what that is. But, you know, you have very limited time with them, and so it's like the entire time you feel like you're giving them technical notes or, you know, just logistics kinds of notes, like be clean on this and hit this and look at that camera or find this shape. And then after a while you're like, oh wait, yeah. And then you gotta, you have to feel this, and this is where it came from for me. I know that was a really quick conversation and now you're all like, what? And but you know, great, go dance.
How many hours did you have to rehearse this number?
I think we had 3 hours the first day, which was on camera, which you don't get anything done that day because there's cameras everywhere.
Yep.
And then the next day we had 3 hours, and the next day 3 hours. So it's like a little less than nine.
Mm-hmm. For one, wow, that's crazy. Yeah. I love this number. I love that their backs, it started with their backs facing us because I was like, wait. And then as soon as the one turned around, you connected with them, and then you were following the next person, and then they turned back into the group. And then it was like us finding all these sort of like new souls is what it felt like. And then they all kind of came together. It was beautiful, and the costumes were beautiful.
Marina and I talked a lot about those costumes, actually.
I loved them.
It was actually her idea to have the different shades from, like, rose to deep purple, because I knew that. I wanted to convey unique, individual, like, journeys along the same path. And she was like, what if we do this? I was like, brilliant.
Yeah. I gotta love it when a concept like that comes together. Academy of Villains also performed. They're part of the dance crews this year. I saw them at Dance Day. They were at Universal City Walk, and I got to tell you, they were rehearsing backstage non-stop.
Yeah. Well, you could see in the cleanliness of their performance. Like, when I watch, I'm like, how many hours did they rehearse that those 2/8s? Because they're, like, so crisp and together. And so
I loved that it was that Gwen Stefani song, too.
It was kind
of unexpected.
It was like throwback night.
I know, right? Well, Evanescence right into Gwen Stefani.
What I liked about them, in comparing them to, like, someone like Jabberwocky, who have a Vegas show, like a very popular dance crew, and they Jabberwockies wear masks, but what I liked about them wearing the paint on their face, so you still didn't see their face, but you could see their expression.
Yeah,
it just made me connect more because you could tell they'd practiced, so they would they knew how to open their mouths in like that perfect circle to fit in the face paint. And it was just, it was cool because you get that same sort of effect of, like, it's not an individual, you know, it's this whole group,
right.
Which is, like, what the masks do, but also I was getting human expression. And hip-hop numbers, oh, my God, I love what, after they do a trick and their face is, like, excited that they landed the trick. Like,
right.
It's just as exciting for us. So right. I loved that part of it. And, of course, everything was just all their props and everything, and basket tossing was
that
great.
Ending was great. That, like, toss through the...
That's cool.
Yeah, I so was like, cool. Wow, awesome.
And then we move on. I'm just kind of rushing through this at this point, just because we have lots to still cover and about 10 minutes left. So, Travis Wall and the Men's Piece.
Man. Amazing. Great.
Yeah.
Well done on all
I know.
Amazing.
Beautiful throw with Emilio.
The ending when they were committing suicide,
I know. I love how they just, like, fell off the stage.
It was, I love
committing
this
suicide. I mean, love that's, that. That's what you called me.
They were, like, tragic Greek heroes when I was watching it, and then they were, like, just kind of going, and it was beautiful, and I love that they stuck with the wave idea, and the body paint. And I loved the outfits. I loved that classical look. It was just so
very
Ailey
to me from like the 70s. Like, little Alvin Ailey, right? Revelations coming through.
Oh, it was so gorgeous.
That was amazing. And then we saw, you know, as we know, we saw our four dancers go home, but they also took the time to then announce the All-Stars, like, as the credits are rolling so quick. You know they were running out of time. But
I could not type fast enough.
I kept on pausing. But it's Rudy and Jenna from season 10 and Jackie and Keon.
Didn't he say that that was his dream partner, or did I make that up in my mind?
I think.
I feel like he said it.
I think so, yeah. He looked, like, super excited, like he was going to, like, jump out of his skin. But Jenna is fierce, so she's got a lot. She's, like, up here, so he's going
to. That's so much personality to work with both of them.
That's, like, a boy who's going to work with a woman. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to have to become a man.
And I just think Jenna shined so much this year on Dancing with the Stars.
She was so good.
Like, I was like, this is her place. Like, so you think people are like, why is she getting saved? And I'm like, we got her to Dancing with the Stars.
Please,
and I'm like,
people.
This is it, guys.
Jenna's amazing.
Jackie and Keon.
Yeah,
there's your battle. That's going to be perfect. Zach and Amy. Glad to see Amy back. Yeah.
Zach and Amy, are you kidding me? Like, that dance is going to be off the wall.
I wonder who's going to choreograph.
This one I thought was interesting. Bridget and Brandon. And Bridget looked a little bit like, That's going to be a harder partnership, I think.
Yeah.
Ricky and Lauren.
Which will be, like, the craziest thing ever.
Yeah, and totally.
I mean, they better kill it because I'm expecting.
We're expecting it. Tanisha and Ryan. Emilio and Jasmine. Hello.
Great.
I'm so stoked.
Valerie and Ade.
Yes, Ade. Always bring back Ade.
I love it when they bring back some ones that we haven't seen in a little while, too. Casey and Catherine, which I was like, always a gift when you get Catherine.
Again, though, boy, woman, let's pull it up.
I know, that's another one. You got to rise to the challenge. And, of course, Jessica and Twitch.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. It's going to be great.
Which is fantastic. You know, quickly, I want to talk about your Emmy nomination this year.